Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal, and you're on the Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, your host. Today we have a very down-home show. We're going to talk about Little League, and you know, I think that's something that has touched just about every family in the area. And our guest today is Scott Frano. He is the Dubois Little League Board president. And we're going to get with Scott in just a moment. I wanted to mention that today, tomorrow, and the next day, the 25th, 26th, and 27th, we do have the Freedom of Rock Fest. It's our area's version of Woodstock. And today they have four live bands performing, starting at noon and ending at 9. And they have a similar schedule for Friday and Saturday. So there's a total of 12 professional bands that are going to be playing at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville. And you can still buy tickets. You can go to the freedomofrockfest.com. And what's great about this is that the proceeds benefit local breast cancer patients. Breast cancer is still one of the number one killers of women. And that's something that we've all had family members impacted with, just like the Little League, although the Little League's a lot more positive. So freedomofrockfest.com for tickets, and the schedule is there. If you're interested, please go look. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back to talk about the Little League.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
And we're back. If you just joined, I'm Pat Shea, the host of today's Contact program, and our guest is Scott Frano, the president of the Dubois Little League Board. And Scott, I guess I didn't welcome you, but welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to come here and visit with you all.
Yes, you always are a wealth of information. Well, the city of Dubois has a very long history with baseball, all kinds of baseball, and yeah. It starts with the Little League. And I guess you just had a big anniversary last year, was it?
Yeah, we did. It was our 75th. We're talking, you know, we just were speaking a little bit earlier that, you know, it all started with 4 to 5 teams, and we're up over 40 teams now and close to 700 kids. That's about 3 or 4 years in a row. We've been over 700 kids, and we know that it's a center point of our community. You drive by down Liberty Boulevard and any night during out the early or late spring and early summer, you see those lights on. It kind of brings back memories for everybody.
Yes. And one thing we're blessed with in Dubois is fantastic ball fields. Mm-hmm. I was shocked when I was there this summer during the Small College World Series to see just how professional they are. We put on a real ball game with the sound booth and the national anthem, and it's like a semi-pro team almost.
The whole week of the Small College World Series is amazing. And in our community, and what can we say about this community when it comes to baseball? When it comes to our kids, when it comes to supporting our youth, whether it be baseball, football, whatever it is, basketball, they're always out. And the Small College World Series was no different. This town has not only embraced that program, but we have people waiting in line to be sponsors of the teams, you know. So, you know, whether it be team sponsors, you know, where you have a place to find out where to go to eat and where to do your laundry and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just amazing. And it goes without saying, the fields are, well, they're above and beyond.
Absolutely. What do you think is the main reason or one of the reasons why Du Bois just loves baseball?
It's just tradition. I think the logistically, the location of our fields, of course, right in the middle of town, you have to try to drive around it if you didn't want to see the fields or didn't want to see the community down there in the park. And we promote it. We've done a great job. It's way many people before me, have started this process with the Du Bois Little League. And, every January 1st, we open up registrations and it's lock and loaded, ready to go. Like I said, you're over 700 kids. Those families love to be down there. We treat them right. We pay the kids at the concession. We pay the umpires. That's our goal. We try to keep the cost down at the concession so they have a nice meal each night so they're not breaking the bank. And, it's just a process, and it's a business process, and it's working.
Yes. And we've had some very successful teams.
Yeah.
And I guess you were involved in one of the more successful teams back in 1986.
I was, yeah. We were fortunate enough to go down to the Senior League World Series in Kissimmee, Florida, and we did well. We went 2-2, ended up fourth in the world, second in the United States, and that jacket won't go away. Every time we talk, it kind of comes up, but that's okay. That's good because it shows the history of where we're at and where we've been and what we're still doing. And we still have teams going to the World Series and going to Eastern Regionals. And there's a couple of really good tournaments that we're hosting here in the middle of July that we're always excited about and our community is always excited about. And,
Yes, and then I guess some of your players probably went on to the Penn State teams, and they were the national champs more than once.
They were, yeah. We have some local kiddos that stepped up and went to Penn State Du Bois, and then, of course, most of the kids, if not all of the kids that played that end up for the high school team going to the second in the state, they were just most recently here. Had a cup of coffee at the Du Bois Little League too. And, of course the community, look at that. The community supported that in amazing fashion.
Yes. And these type of events bring people in from out of the area, mm-hmm. and it gives them a reason to come to Du Bois.
Sure.
And hopefully a reason to come back. So it's like a sales effort for the community. So
oh, yeah. I like that. We're absolutely. It's all a mix of all of it combined. And we're real proud and happy to be a part of that mix for sure.
So we have the District 10 tournaments coming up.
Yep.
When does that start?
So they have already started. Actually, last week we had our first game, and then this week we've had a game every night. Tonight we have our 10 U girls, our minor league girls playing at the Heindel Field, and we have our 12 U, which is our major boys, playing at Way Memorial, and then our major girls softball team is going up to St. Mary's and trying to continue their tournament run too.
Is the softball team part of the Little League?
It is. Yeah, we have softball, baseball, and our Challenger division, which includes our T-ball, coach pitch.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear.
Yeah.
You're more than just baseball. That's
great. My Lord, yes. We're more than happy to have our softball end is their rock stars over there, and they continue to showcase their talents every year.
I'm confused with what age groups you have. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our age groups are 5 and 6, which is our T-ball group, and 7 and 8, which is our coach pitch group. And then we moves on to minor league, whether it be softball or baseball, which is 9 and 10. And then our little league, which is 11 and 12. We have a junior league, which is 13, 14, and a senior league, which is 15, 16. We also have our challenger division, which is little league and a senior league division. We actually have I think we have a gentleman in our challenger division that's into his 70s, still playing challenger baseball. Uncle Billy.
That is great. Mm-hmm. So they can go from basically kindergarten to about 10th grade. And then what happens during the 11th and 12th? They have to come watch, I guess.
Well, that's when high school kicks in for them, high school ball and junior legion and American Legion ball. That all kicks in. That senior league division, unfortunately is kind of getting a little bit lower in numbers, but the rest of the leagues are growing like crazy, which is good. And that's, let's be honest, it has the fashion of the senior leagues, which is on our boys division. You get a lot more things going on in your life. You get a job, you get a girlfriend, you get your license, you get a lot of things happening. So your mix of what you want to do on a daily basis kind of changes a little bit. And, yeah.
They move on.
They move on. They move on. They go to bigger and brighter things.
I have a question for you. I'm mm-hmm. curious, has the consolidation of Sandy Township and the city of DuBois impacted your organization at all?
No, we pull from anything with anybody, any kiddo that's in our school districts, which means either Central Catholic School District or Christian School and the DuBois School District. So anybody that goes to those school districts is allowed to play in the DuBois Little League.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
So we're learning all kinds of stuff. So if somebody attends DuBois Central Catholic or the DuBois Christian School, mm-hmm. they're welcome to play.
Always, yes. Yeah.
And do you have tryouts?
We do. We typically have tryouts for the when I say tryouts for the T-ballers, let's be honest. I mean, everybody makes a team, right? You know, we don't turn anybody away by all means. And of course, if there's people that are struggling with the registration, we have a T-Mobile program that pays for the registration for anybody. So each year, we have a couple people that go on to that and take on that program. But yeah, we do have tryouts for that kind of for we're at the beginning for the T-ball and the coach pitch kind of league. But you know, we and with the other divisions too. But again, that's pretty much just to make sure that everybody knows what team they're going to and if a coach fancies a young man's talent better than another one. That's all that is, yeah.
Well, that is good to hear. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a little bit about my Little League experience. Mm-hmm. I grew up, my dad was a hunter and a fisherman, so mm-hmm. I knew all about hunting rabbit, squirrel, and deer, and I knew about fishing. Mm-hmm. But I knew nothing about baseball mm-hmm. and nothing about football. Mm-hmm. We never watched it. My mm-hmm. dad didn't like sports unless it was hunting and fishing. We mm-hmm. watched fishing shows, not football games. Well, so I signed up for Little League because my best friend was in Little League and I wanted to be with my buddy. Mm-hmm. The first day they said, "Shay, go out to center field." And I said, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where center field is?" And he said, "What?" And I said, "I don't know where center field is." And he said, "Oh boy, we'll go out to right field." And I said, "Is it over here or over there?"
They were trying to hide you,
yes,
weren't they?
Yes. But let me tell you, during that season, I learned all about baseball.
Sure.
And towards the end, I actually was a pretty good player.
See?
And I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
The only time that I was physically fit was when I was playing Little League.
Wow.
And I have pictures of me being very skinny. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time that I wasn't a chubby guy.
Oh, you don't look chubby now. You look fine. Come on.
Well, thank you.
Radio does well for you.
Ah. Well, I'd prefer radio over television. That way they don't see me. You know, the different divisions and what areas do you play? I heard you mention St. Mary's before we were on the air. What can you tell me about what areas play in your division?
Sure. So during the All-Stars, when the All-Stars began, of course, a couple weeks ago here, there's a meeting, our District 10 meeting up in St. Mary's, where we do the randomizing of who plays who in each division, in each bracket. And Barry Boccia is our district administrator. He's been running the district for close to 7 or 8 years now. And he controls that meeting and runs that meeting, and the brackets are created there on a randomizing schedule. St. Mary's, Bradford, Warren, Ridgeway, Johnsonburg, Brookville, Brockway, all these local towns all play each other, you know, and then it goes through the bracket, and it's typically a double elimination tournament for each division. Whoever wins moves on to sectionals.
So it's official stuff here. You're following something very similar to regular baseball games. Now, I heard that DuBois has become the regular host site of the Eastern Regional Junior Little League mm-hmm. tournament. Mm-hmm. Do they have like a contract that spells out how long they've agreed to have that tournament in DuBois?
Yeah, so it started out, we're on our fourth year now. It started out as a 3-year contract. We are on a 1 year at a basis, 1 year at a time now. But, you know, we've been told by Eastern Regionals that we are we will have the tournament as long as we want the tournament. And that's the truth because, there's a lot of things that go into that. There's not a lot of, divisions, a lot of leagues that will take on that responsibility. And we've been fortunate with our community to have a lot of support. But it doesn't go unnoticed that it takes a burden on us. There's no doubt. That's a week or two out of it. Cause right before that is the state tournament for our boys, our senior boys. So you have about 4 days off and then you come right back with the Eastern Region Tournament. That's asking a lot of our community, a lot of our board of directors, a lot of our coaches and our friends of the DuBois League to put a lot of their own time into this. I don't think I'm not saying they couldn't do it. By all means, a lot of other towns could do this, but it's a lot. It truly, truly is. It takes on everything we got.
And they certainly can't compare to our ball fields.
I don't think so. I'm sure there's some out there by all means that are as great as ours are, but, boy, I'll put up ours against a lot of different towns for sure.
Yes. I'm very proud of the ball mm-hmm. fields that we have. And I think it's brought a lot of people in the community that otherwise would not be here.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good thing. Some people may complain about why do we have ball fields? Well, if you build it, they will come. And they are coming. You know, one thing that I had a little personal issue with mm-hmm. is when they had the Small College World Series, I had a hard time finding a schedule. Mm-hmm. I would have gone to more games, mm-hmm. but I just didn't know when they were playing.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And I tried to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no dummy, but I'm like everybody else. I've got 10 things going on all at once, and I didn't have time to hunt for it.
Right.
Is there an easy way to find the schedule for the games that you guys have?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm ignorant to that, too, because the Small College World Series is run through the city of DuBois and not through the Little League. But I think that they have their own website.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to relate that to the Little League.
Yeah.
Is there an easy way to get the Little League schedules?
Oh, yeah. We have if you look on PA District 10, PA District 10 baseball, we have a website there that you can look on anything you need to, and it'll show the brackets and everything included with it. I can read that off to you very quickly here. It is, it's not there for that for whatever reason. It was on my phone, but it's not. But we can find that at the break, and I'll make sure that we have something for that. And
that is wonderful. In fact, why don't we go ahead and go to a commercial break, and we'll come back. And the schedule is very important because mm-hmm. if you don't know when they are, you're not going to go. So let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Thank you. And if you just joined, this is the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host. And today we have Scott Frano, president of the DuBois Little League Board of Directors. And we've been talking about the tournament that's coming up and the hosting of the Eastern Regional Junior Little League. And we've had a great talk about the benefit to the community for having this tournament and the very active role that Little League has in a community. Scott mentioned there's 700 kids involved. That is phenomenal. That's a huge number of kids, and we're obviously getting attention from all over the place for sponsoring the Little League. And DuBois has always had a great love of baseball, and I'm proud to be part of the community with our fantastic baseball fields. Scott, did you have any luck finding the site to look up the schedule for the DuBois Little League games?
Yeah, if you go to www.pastatell.org, you can backtrack into the tournaments for each local division in our area and in the state. And once the kiddos get to that state format, that will be all right there in front of you too. Yeah.
And I would encourage everybody to go to the pastatell.org and look at the schedule. I will do so, and I will make a point of attending a couple of games, and I'm anxious to hit that concession stand. What kind of stuff do you have at the concession stand? Eating's very important to this area.
Yes, I understand completely. We are consistently busy over there, and it goes from hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, deep fried Oreos, all the deep fried Twinkies, slushies, soda, chips, candy, anything that you can think of, and more than what you can think of, to be honest with you. Chicken wing dip, pulled pork, it's all coming. It's all here.
And it's all healthy, too.
It's all healthy. It's all healthy. And like I mentioned earlier, we try to keep that menu down, monetarily down, very minimal for everybody. So it's, our goal is always to make sure that the kiddos have a place to work each summer. They get some money for gas money or whatever they may be doing for the summer. And we take care of our umpires, pay them on a weekly basis. And but the concession stand is very important to us. It's very big of a, and it does come in as an income at the end of each year. And along with the fundraiser, we spoke about that earlier a little bit. We get one fundraiser every year. It's kind of like a raffle type, and it does well for us too. But our goal is always to make sure that we are paying the bills, we're doing what we have to do, and the kids have a good place and a safe place to play each year. And that's it.
So even with the Little League, you have bills to pay.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And if you're like everybody else, your bills have probably gone up.
Yeah, our electric bill is, keep in mind, those lights, they're on every night, you know. And we get checking in at our monthly meeting every year, or every month, excuse me, to find out how the bills looked and how we look on a basis of a business aspect, because we have to look at it. We are a nonprofit, but we're not here to lose money, but we are fortunate. I mentioned earlier, we're so fortunate to have our sponsorships in our area. We literally have a waiting list, and that doesn't happen much. You don't hear from that, you know, of people waiting in line to have a team for the Little League.
No, I'm sure every organization in town would love to have people waiting to sponsor their activities. You know, one thing that I've always been talking about over the last few months with organizations is their volunteers. Mm-hmm. How are you doing with volunteers? It seems like everybody's pulling teeth to get volunteers.
We're no different at times, but when the rubber meets the road and our big boy tournaments start, our community comes out in full force for us. They really, truly do. We have team sponsors. We have sponsors, family sponsors, excuse me, when our Eastern regions and our state tournaments come. They get, one or two families get allocated to each team. So in case they have any questions about our community, where they need to go, what needs to happen, what's happening with the daily, basis at the tournaments, we're fortunate. We are 100% fortunate.
And with 700 kids, you've got lots of moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas.
Amen. Amen. And we ask them too.
And have they been pretty responsive?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
That's great. So it's really kind of a family activity. It brings the family together, gives them something focused to do together, and they're not staring into their cell phones. So I think that's great.
And we get a lot of people that come back to help with the tournament. Maybe their grandkids are away from the area and not even playing anymore, but they just like to be around that area. And that's something we spoke about just recently earlier in the conversation, that when you drive down Liberty Boulevard, there's a lot of people there that show up there that don't have a kid in it. Just want to come watch ball and relive a little bit of memories.
That's fantastic. Makes them feel younger. So, Scott, we have to wrap up. Mm-hmm. You've given us a wealth of information. I learned several things that I didn't know before the last half hour. Did you have anything you'd like to say as we end the show?
I just want to thank anybody that's been involved and helped us over the years. I mean that sincerely. It's easy to say that out loud, but we are so fortunate to have the sponsors we have and the people that help out the Du Bois Little League. Thank you so much.
That is fantastic. And folks, go to pastatell.org and look at their schedule and go to a ball game. And the more you eat, the more you help the Du Bois Little League. Thanks for listening.
You bet.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.